Good morning. Man, it's cold up in the Northeast today. But it's all right with this flying. Morning, people. Hope everything is going good. I just wanted to talk about a few things. I wanted to talk about... I was listening to Howie Cobb, and he had a few skits about Bernie Sanders and things like that about, you know, wealth inequality. And that's all the guy talks about once he gets on... in front of a news camera, he talks about wealth inequality. But very rarely, a lot of people don't know that he was bought out of the election when Hillary was running. So Hillary said, hey, listen, you know, Bernie, you got to drop out. You know, you're getting too much. getting too much publicity. So, you know, we need you to drop out. So what the Clintons did is they paid him or bought him a house in Burlington, Vermont, on Lake Champlain for $626,000 or $629,000, give or take a few. But yeah, they paid him to get out, right? But then he just keeps screaming wealth inequality, wealth inequality. Well, you had your shot and you were doing very well. You shot your shot. And you fucked it up. So Bernie, you and all your, you know, socialism talk is a bunch of bullshit at this point. Because you've shown your true colors. You were bought by the same people that you always talk about taxing. So the deep state 1%ers, the Clintons, the Obamas, the fucking, the Bushes, whatever, I don't care. I just don't feel like Trump is buying. I don't feel like Trump bought him. Oh, that's for damn sure, because that would be a huge headline at that point. Anyway, I'm just so sick of Bernie Sanders with all his double talk and, you know, wealth inequality. All that shit is out the fucking window. He knows it. I know it. You guys know it. And I don't know if you guys are also privy to this information, but believe it or not, Bernie Sanders didn't start his career until he was around 40 years of age. And so his first employment was writing dialogue for porn, which is fine. I don't care what you want to do, you know, but it's just, you know, it strikes me. Here's good old Bernie, you know what I mean, doing his thing, talking about wealth inequality. And he's writing about how some chick gets it in the back room of the office at the mall because she stole something. What? So he must be good friends with Ron Jeremy, right? So I wish, like, somebody asked, like, imagine if, like, somebody from CBS went up to Bernie and said, hi, excuse me, Senator Sanders. Oh, yes. You know, do you know Ron Jeremy? Did you ever write any type of scenes for him? Ron, I think please don't bother me with this stuff. It was a long time ago. Yeah, it was a long time ago, Bernie, but it gives us an idea who you really the fuck are. You know what I mean? Inside that little mind of yours. I want to know who you are. You know, it's always nice to see people on the outside talking. But you really want to know somebody. Mute the TV and just look at them. And say, so I wonder what do you do in your house when you're no cameras around. And do these to the people you like. Do this to the people you like. And you'll see some discoveries there that you're just like, wow, holy shit, I don't know if, you know what I mean? Would I really like this person in real life? You know, it's like Dan says, don't ever fall in love with these people. Don't like the person. I don't like Trump. I just know I was doing better under Trump. I don't love him. I don't give a fuck about him. Like, you know, he's not my friend. He doesn't know me. I don't know him from Adam. So, excuse me. At the end of the day, it's like, hey, I got no foot in this game, because this game's gonna get played with or without me, or with or without you. I seriously hope you know that. Like, if we all don't vote, and if you say this to these high publication media guys, Howie, Dan, Tucker, all this, you know, what happens if we don't vote? Well, if we don't vote, it just shows that, like, you know, we're letting them win. Yeah, but what happens if we didn't vote? It doesn't matter, because your popularity, your vote never mattered, because you're not we're the popular vote. It never fucking mattered in the beginning. They let you think it matters. If it was the popular vote,
right? If it was the popular vote, Gore would have won over Bush. Trump would have won over Biden, I think he got. I think he got the popular vote, I'm not sure. And so on and so forth. So if it wasn't, so if it was for the people, by the people, it's the population vote. That's me, you, Tom, Jerry, Kara, Simone, all those, everybody that's voting. Not the electorals. Not the two people in New Hampshire, or the 42 that's in South Carolina, or the fucking 142 that may be in California. The more populations in the state will create more delegates. Okay? So now we peel a little back of the onion and say, okay, well, if that's the case, then it looks like if that's the case, and California's losing people to Texas, what happens is California start losing delegates and Texas starts getting more delegates. Okay? So now there's a red state even gone more red, deep red, and it has more delegates. So the more population a state gets, or the less, vice versa, it will increase on delegates. Now, looking at the size of New Hampshire, it's got about 1,000,001 people, million, maybe 1,000,002 at max. So that gives you two delegates. Do you know what I mean? So if Maine, I think Maine has four. I'm not sure, but it, you know, Maine ain't that populated. But you go down to Boston, now you have a few 3 million people. Now you got, you know, now you're up into like, you know, 10, 12 delegates. So it looks like it's almost like two to three delegates. It's about two delegates for every million people, per se. If I was looking and doing a quick math. But I know it's probably not that, they do it by the counties and all this other shit. So if we peel back an onion and we look at all the people that's crossing the fucking, the border, and it's under a Democratic fucking president, excuse my language, and them coming in, what do you think, or what is the probability that they're going to vote Democrat? Probably more than 80%, I would say, if not 100, right? So even though some you know, Spanish people, Mexicans, whatever you want to say, aliens, whatnot, migrants, they're Republican regardless. They're just really looking for a better life. And I get that. But you can see on the news that there's a lot of people that ain't supposed to be here. And they are young, in their teens, and they're just wild. And they're going to cost a lot. They're going to cause a lot of fucking, a lot of problems for everybody. Is this something they want? There's a reason, you know, and that's the thing. If we peel it back one more, that's the reason. So there's a two-prong attack here. It's like, okay, geographical shift change by migration. Okay, you got this happening in Palestine. You have a wave of people from Palestine going into Egypt. You have a wave of people from, I mean, hundreds of countries coming into America. You have migration going into what is it? They just started putting up a wall in some other country. I think it was Greece or something. I'm not sure, but there is a lot of countries that are starting to build walls. Okay. All right. Great. So if we fast forward this into the future and everybody's going to get secular, we're going to have walls everywhere. Okay. Well, that's good. It keeps people out. Yeah. But it also keeps you in. Right. I mean, you know, so, you know, as this goes along and you're fighting for your rights and you're like, yeah, build that fucking wall, keep them out. Well, we're keeping us in too at the same time, right? I mean, it's a double-edged sword, but the way they use it is like in fucking plain sight. The whole agenda is hidden in plain sight. When we're back and forth, we're going back and forth fighting for the stuff that we may think may help us, but in the end is going to fucking cripple us. You don't think every MAGA person would go into walk into a fucking jail cell for a MAGA hat? If they said, hey, we're overcrowded over here in the stadium, I need you to come over here in these cages, and Trump will be out, we'll fling you a fucking hat and some toilet paper, best believe they would go in it. They would go in it. So if you're the deep state and you really wanted to fake out the opposition and get everybody on board, right? Then you put this, you would put this figure out, this almost like godlike figure, And I'm not being blasphemous. What I'm trying to get at is that we know Trump would say, hey, I can stand out in the middle of Broadway, shoot somebody, and I wouldn't get arrested. Okay? He thinks he's above the law and all that shit, right? Okay, great. Now, if he was to ever enact something, say when he gets president, something happens, and he gets to enact something, and, you know, it's a catastrophe, an earthquake, God forbid something happens, and he starts building FEMA camps, do you think any one of his supporters would say, oh, here we go. Oh, here we go. It's the start of the FEMA shit. It's the... Don't I tell you all? It always happens. So they're hitting their agenda in plain sight with a two-prong attack, kind of. Saying, okay, we're gonna send a wave of people in there. We'll hopefully become Democrats, okay? You got at least... There was 10... When George Bush was in office, there was about 10... They said there was about 10 million... registered illegal immigrants, and then there's about another 10 that we don't know, okay? You can surely fucking double that number by now. So now there's 10 registered, and there's about 30 undocumented aliens in this country. Okay, and what's going to happen is that I'll get to the reason why the Republicans don't want the border done, okay? So what's going to happen is that they say, oh, well, you know, hey, fucking, you know, we get all these people in. Where are they shipping them to? They're shipping them to blue states, right? Bringing back the population of them blue states, because why? The blue states are what? Seeing an exodus of people leaving the states. So what does Governor Abbott do instead of just keeping the people there? Right, I'm granted he does that, but sign them up as Republicans. Register them as Republicans. Say, hey, the federal government's not going to do this and not going to do that. Then I'm going to try to make them legal enough to be able to vote in this state for the next governor, and I'm going to find out a way to get them to work. So all who wants to come to Texas and stay here and work and get your shit together, stay here. But you got to register for a Republican. But no, he sends them to blue states, right? Where they find themselves having a mass exodus because there's people leaving because they don't like the high taxes or the crime or all this bullshit. So Governor Abbott does a huge favor for the Democrats by sending them to the blue states with the scapegoat of saying, well, I'm not putting up with this bullshit. Well, what happens when fucking the delegates overblow your counties then there, Papacini? What are you going to do then? Right? So this is what I'm saying. It's all a fucking mirage. It's a fucking mirage. Because why now? Why now? But I'd say, okay, the reason why is because blue states are losing people. American citizens. Okay, so now they're getting shipped to fucking blue states. The blue states are crying poor mouth. The federal government's gonna fucking give them money, all right, quietly. And that's the COVID money. So COVID money is getting sent to illegals. There's rumors of illegals getting $1,000 all the way up to $6,000. Whether that is true or not, we know they are getting something. They're getting EBTs. They're getting essentials and things to live on. So in one way, shape, or form, they are getting some financial help, right? And that's all getting paid by you. This $415 billion that it's going to take to care for these people annually, every year, that is a half of the fucking defense budget of the United States of America, people. It's unsustainable, bro. It's unsustainable. How can you not? I mean, if people in Sweden and Germany must say, that fucking country's fucked. Fucked. We're screwed. We are screwed. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's unsustainable, and a lot of countries are doing that now. So when you have, in the future, all these countries walled up, it's going to look like the fucking colony. Do you get what I'm saying? Not to mention all the futuristic buildings that Abu Dhabi's building, and the wall that they want to build, that looks like this big glass mirror. If you ever look, go look at the colony. Go look. I mean, I didn't watch. I watched like the first season because you know sometimes you know you smoke a joint, you want to let your mind go. So you know what I'm saying. You guys, Star Wars fans out there, or whatever. I'm not really a Star Wars fan. I'm not a Trekkie. But I do like, you know, I did watch like the Mandalorian, the first like couple episodes. But anyway, so I do let my mind venture out. Yeah, Avatar, whatever. Oh, excuse me. So. I was watching The Colony, and now seeing what Abu Dhabi wants to build, I says, geez, it looks just like what the fucking building in The Colony. Okay? It's just theirs was a circle. If you look at Apple's building, same thing like The Colony. I mean, this shit is happening, folks. And it's like, who gets the mind to think like this? To be able to come up with, like, you know, ideas for movies that are just so futuristic, like Judge, I don't know, it was a Judge Dredd and Sandra Bullock and Sylvester Stallone, like, so we got the Google Apple, we got the Google fucking goggles. Well, if you watch that movie, you'll see them when they have sex, it's all telepathy, okay, and, like, that's fitting to come. You know, it's just like, who gets these minds? Flying cars when, also with Judge Dredd, Minority Report, predicting the future, and who's going to make a kill, or do a kill first, or things of that nature. It's like, you know, they're not sucking up the data on us for nothing. They're not tracking us everywhere for nothing. They're not putting all these eyeballs everywhere for nothing. You know, like, we're in a huge, huge data vacuum. And they're just sucking every point out of us. So some people will say, oh, you know, I don't care about them listening to my phone call. Oh, you should. Do you know what I'm saying? You should. And you should worry about, like, 23s and me's and shit. And it's like, well, they got my DNA. Yeah. They could take your DNA. God forbid there could be some person that don't like you or whatever. And I'm just, you know, I'm speculating. But it's not out of the realm of possibility. It's somebody working at 23andMe takes your DNA after they just hacked their wife and child and family down. And they sprinkle your blood at a fucking crime scene. So now they say, oh, hey, you know, Kathy, you was over here in Switzerland the other day, blah, 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 blah. And then they got the AI robot that looks just like you. And you're like, what in the fuck? You're like, how is this happening? Like, what's going on? You know what I mean? Like, what in the hell's going on? So it's just crazy. And it's happening right before our eyes in plain sight, and nobody seems to see it. So, and the reason why, you know, and the Republicans look like a bunch of idiots. Okay, they look like a bunch of fucking fools. All right, now Like I said, I have no skin in this game. I just was doing better under Trump, right? But the Republicans have had control of a lot of times of the House, the Senate, and the fucking presidency, and still couldn't do nothing on the border. They put up a bill, and this bill was to say, okay, we're giving $20 billion to the border, which was in this bill. $20 billion to the border, all right? And this is what the Republicans wanted. So this is all Republican. But the MAGA sector of the Republican Party is much more stronger. Just like the Democratic side, they have the Squad, which is like the AOC and those members. Well, those two neo groups that are inside our governments right now are running them. The rhinos are gone. This is the death of the rhino. Okay? So those, the Squad and the MAGA, are now the Republicans and the Democrats. So it's MAGA versus a Squad, okay? And that's how it's getting defined, at least in my eyes. So the Republicans say, well, $20 billion down there to set up buildings, processing centers, and stuff like that. If they get over 5,000 migrants, then they shut down the border. Completely shut it down after 5,000, and we're getting about almost close to that a day, so it wouldn't take long before that thing shut down. So then they shut down the border, make it hard for asylum seekers, and there was one other caveat there, I forget. And then also, and then there was one other key stipulation in there. But it was everything that the Republicans wanted. Ever since Johnson comes in, now all of a sudden that fucking bill is dead. Okay? Because here's the deal. If they fix the border, it helps Biden. Okay? It helps Biden. You fix that border right now, it helps Biden. That's what the Republicans said. We need that border to fucking look like shit. We need it to look like shit. So, They kill that, which is, to me, some type of kind of political suicide. Like, it's, I would have never played that game. I would have took the deal just because you get to put a cap on this shit now. Fight Biden on another, fight Biden on the economy. Fight Biden on something. Fight Biden on his mental. He can't, he's, dude, right? Listen, he can't fucking, he's not going to pass a cognitive test, okay? He is not fucking fully fucking there. Now, I just lost my train of thought. So he can't, but you fix the border, it helps him. So try to beat him on another avenue. So the Republicans are doing this political suicide to make the border like shit because they wanted it to help Trump in the election. That's the only reason why they killed this bill. So that's why the Democrats said, here, have your bill on a silver platter. And that's when the Republicans said, this is not what we want. We want more. Let's see if we can get more into it. So now the bill's dead. Which keeps the border in crisis, which then helps the Republicans. It doesn't help the Americans. It's not common sense. This is why I say this is the bullshit. This is the fucking game. So at the end of the day, who gets fucked? The American people at the end of the day. You and me get screwed. There was a bill to stop this shit, and they didn't want to stop it. And that's for all you Republicans, and that's for all you Democrats out there that want to say, well, and you guys want to fight each other. At the end of the day, you're getting screwed. Screwed! And I'm sick of it. So you're going to have, then what's going to happen is you're going to have a sector of the fucking population that's going to say enough is enough. Just common sense this fucking thing. Common sense it. You know? Common sense it out. But no, they don't want to do that. So also, what's it starting to look to me is that Trump is trying to make some kind of preemptive strike on this comment of he wants to debate Biden now. Okay? The reason why he wants to debate Biden now is because he wants to make it like Trump is going to anoint him the front runner of the primaries. Because here's the deal. Robert F. Kennedy's fitting to fucking announce a vice president suit, a running mate. So whoever he chooses might spark enough interest. He got a very good polling in New Hampshire. He didn't win the primary. Great, I get that. But there's places he knows that he can win. He's not a fucking idiot, okay? And the powers that be also know that he ain't a fucking idiot, all right? So something is in the mix, whether it's going to be Michelle or Robin, but Trump's scared to whoever the alternative is to Biden because he's trying to make Biden the primary candidate by saying, I want to debate Trump now. Nikki Haley's gone. I'm the fucking front runner for the Republicans. That bag of bones over there is the front runner for the fucking Democrats, and I want to go at him. This way here, it leaves the public to already think that there's two candidates. That's it. It keeps RFK out of the way. It keeps anybody else, any other challenges out of the way, or anyone that he may be scared to debate. Okay? So in my mind, that is the whole reason why Trump's coming out with this, I want to debate him now, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, okay? And it's a kill two birds with one stone, Nikki's out of the way, and he's making Joe, the primary Democratic, a nominee. So, you know, it's smart on his part to do, but it's not going to work, okay? So now, the Democrats are in a real fucking big problem. That's why the Democrats wanted to give the Republicans the border. Because the Democrats need money. The lifeline, the blood is the money. And the donors are leaving. So much so that the next round of fundraisers, Barack Obama is coming out and going to be standing shoulder to shoulder with Biden. Okay? Now, the reason why the Jan 6th bomber did not get caught because it was an inside fucking job to cool the jets on Carmella. Now, out of all this incognitive shit that Joe can't do, you don't think Carmelo was looking and saying, that fucking presidency is going to be mine? And everybody knew that. And they planted a bomb and they told her, she probably said, I'm supposed to be over at the Capitol right now. Yeah, you are. You're supposed to be at the Capitol. But do you see how easy we can't, we control shit? And oh, by the way, I don't know if you heard, Capitol Police officer just fucking found a bomb. A pipe bomb. Where? Right out front of the DNC where we're sitting. What the fuck? Okay? But nobody talks about that. Because, you know, Dan wants to put it out as that they were trying to frame MAGA people. Frame MAGA people for Jansen? What are you going to do? Lock up 200 fucking people? What's the... What? He's got 70 fucking million followers. He's got, what are you talking about, Dan? They're going to lock up 1,000 people and do what? They're already doing it. So what was the pipe bomb going to do if it went off? What was it going to do? They were all going to get the chair? So what? It still doesn't make no difference. I don't get why Dan believes that. Because I think Dan is just trying to steer away from everybody from the conspiracy theory of holding fucking Kamala's feet to the fire and saying, you are not going to ever be president, honey. I know you know the rules to this game, but the other side of the game is not going to let you play because we will kill you. This bomb would have went off and you would have been done. And everybody in this detail knows about it. That's why we don't hear nothing about the fucking bomber himself. He's a freaking Capitol Police officer. You hear nothing about him. The feds can't even talk to him. There's a few congressmen that are investigating the story. They can't get at him. The fucking comms on that day, the transmit from FBI to Secret Service and back and forth, erased, gone, can't get those. There's 100 stationary cameras against a PLZ, a positional PLZ camera is something that can move almost like 180 degrees. So there's other cameras stationary so they can catch the blank parts, the blind spots that the other moving camera can't catch. So there's more angles of this shot that you see on the bench in the police officer. So we can tell where he came from blocks away. You could trace back where he fucking slept that night, for Christ's sakes. Given the amount of security on them days. Are you shitting me? This is all a game, folks. This is all a game. They were telling Carmella, you are not going to be president. Because she would have... Why wouldn't she? Why wouldn't she? You think she's blind? She can't see him stumbling over his words? You think she's blind? She can't see him fucking as stupid as a bag of fucking rocks? Of course she can. And they told her, listen, Harris... This is as far as you go in your political career. So you can either take the vice presidency for the next 8 years, or you can fucking become nothing like you was, and you can go back to convicting fucking felons. What do you want to do? Do you know what I mean? So that was the I know it in my heart, that was the number one reason why that pipe bomb was there and everybody knew about it, and that's why we don't hear about the hero. That police officer fucking hero, am I not correct? So, just like Dan said, they should be ushering this kid around the fucking Capitol. Look at a hero that found a bomb. But that's going to bring more questions. Like, where's the comms? Can't find the comms. Okay, so that was a inside job to keep Carmella at bay because she had ambitions and aspirations. Because when she was in the DA office as the lead prosecutor, she was fucking convicting people left and right to let her get her shit up and say, yep, I'm that bitch. I'm the one that'll take you down forever and ever. So you better listen. And so now she's going to be vice president. You don't think she would have fucking said, hey, this president ain't competent? Randy Jackson doesn't even think he's competent. Okay, you don't. All right, she could have spun that out there, dropped that news. Okay, and then enacted the fucking thing. And also on that day, there is everybody that you need to transfer power over to, say, one president to the next president, or even the vice president to become president, because over that. Chapter, I don't know, what's it, chapter 11, chapter 9, 7, 8, whatever the fuck it is, chapter 13. So everybody there, Pelosi, the majority whip, and a few other people there. The speaker, which is third in line, there would have been everybody. You would have had the vice president, which would have been Kamal. You would have had everybody there to transfer the power over to her on that day. So who's to say that she wasn't going to pull that fucking stunt on that day? Okay? So, you know, I think that's the reason why the Jan 6 bomber hasn't been caught, because it was to just cool Carmella's jets, not to frame MAGA people, because, again, what is that going to get you? They're framed or not, they're already fucking getting arrested, so that makes no sense. That theory makes no sense. Do you know what I mean? And if it was a training op, right? That was the scapegoat. It's a training op. We have a training op, and then there's a few people that know that in that training op there's a live ordinance, okay? And we're here to scare the vice president into telling her cool her friggin' jets, okay? Because, you know, she is not going to assume presidency. So that's it. I didn't really want to beat that one down to death. But if we just start to look a little bit, these things that are happening, the reasons why they're happening is because they're supposed to. And that it's all at the end at our expense. It's not to help us. It's not to make us progress or help save money in our fucking wallets. It's help us. It's destroying us. You know, why wouldn't the Republicans say, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Great, great deal. Okay, that stops that. Do you know what I mean? That just helped us. So it's getting to the point where it's ridiculous. Now, I don't know if you guys are hip to this, but cable's dead. Cable's dead. Fox, Disney, Discovery, ESPN. They're all joining together. Warner Brothers, they're all joining it together, and they're going to make a sports streaming service. So cable's dead. If you got cable, you might as well call up your cable company and say, I want to pay $20 a month now, because you guys are going to die. So it's either $20 a month, or I'll just cut the cord now and call up Comcast. So that's going to be, I'm looking forward to that. What else we got in the news? TV, Toby Keith died. God bless him. He was a real dude. He did all these concerts for free for the troops all the time. Did them for free, free of charge. He did a Wounded Warriors commercial where you know, he sung something, and then he goes, listen, I don't want this, you know, the foundation to get charged to bring in a film crew and things like that. And he goes, well, it needs to get filmed in like a living room. He goes, come on, let's go down to my ranch. We'll go to my ranch and I'll fly in the production crew. So he, you know, so some, you know, so he, it, it's like he did a lot for the veterans, and he's played for every president since George Bush, if I'm not mistaken, and everybody gave him flack because he sang at Trump's inauguration. I'm sounding like fucking Biden inauguration. And so when he did that, he starts getting flack about, you know, hey, why did you go sing for Trump and da 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 da, and he's really getting bashed on social media. Mind you, I mean, this is a guy that sang for fucking Barack, but they crucified him for fucking singing for Trump. But the rumor is that when the president asks something of you, you never say no to the president. It's just something that's it's embedding in an American. You ask any American, if the president asks you to do something, you do it. You're just taught not to say no. So Trump asked him, he's the president, and he said yeah. You think the southern fucking cat when Obama fucking asked him, if he was a Republican, say, oh no, I'm not gonna fucking since we're all these bigoted racist motherfuckers, you think he's like, oh, I'm not gonna go there? But sure as hell, like Kyrie Irving and a whole bunch of other people, I'm not going there. No, with Trump there, no way, Jose, no way. You know, so, and then, you know, and then you got Eminem calling an Agent Orange when Eminem back in the day, he's on Cat Cassade saying the N-word, and it's like, dude, come on, bro, Like, you guys are getting so fucking fake. So fake. So fake. It's just disgusting. And so, you know, so shout out to Kobe, to Toby Keith and his family, and, you know, for all the stuff that he's did. God bless you. Rest in peace. And what a wife, what a life well lived, for sure. And what else we got going on that I can remember off the top of my head? Fannie Willis, she looks like a moron. I gotta say, you know, it's common sense. Why would you throw stones when you live in a glass house? I mean, that is a fucking oxymoron if I ever seen one. What a dumb lady. You're gonna go try to use federal funds, right? You're like probably saying, yeah, we're gonna crucify this motherfucker with his own money. What do you mean, Fanny? You're gonna fucking crucify this prick with federal funds. Oh yeah, I'm gonna make you the head prosecutor. Now give me those back shots. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, why would you do that? Why would you throw stones in a glass house? You freaking moron. You have to be the biggest fucking moron. And then you say, you know, if that's the case and she's willing to do that, she's scorned like that, then what would she do to regular people? Okay? And these are Democrats that are in power in huge positions where they should not be. The allure of power is so seductive, it'll make people kill. You know? I mean, all I look at it, Kamala Harris, is her looking at herself and looking in the mirror in the morning, putting her lapel and shit on and saying, President Harris? Yes, I am. And telling you, somebody caught wind of her ambitions, and that's why that pipe bomb was laid there. Exactly why that pipe bomb was laid there, was to keep her in fucking check. In check. Yep. So, also, I know you guys know the Super Bowl's coming up this Sunday. If I was you, I would throw any kind of money on Kansas City, okay? Because we all know the world's a stage, and, you know, the NFL loves happy endings and storybook fucking storylines, right? So, Travis Kelce is on the Kansas City Chiefs. He goes out with Taylor Swift, and, when you win the Super Bowl, you get a ring. And supposedly the rumor is that Travis might try to marry or propose to Taylor sometime during the halftime show or at the Super Bowl, okay? Now, that's going on, okay? She's going to be in attendance. She's coming from Japan because she has to do a concert that evening. So Saturday evening, she's in Japan, and she's going to fly to America at Sunday at 6 o'clock by 6 p.m. So, I'm just getting my shit together. So with that storybook, that narrative already out there, already surpasses the Super Bowl, okay? And it would just totally be a shit show if he lost, okay? So I would bet any amount of money, just on the narrative, that the Kansas City Chiefs will win the 2024 Super Bowl of this year. I'm telling you right now, as my right hand's the go. If I had money, I would put my money where my mouth is. If I could bet, because I'm not in the state, I probably will cross over to the border this weekend and throw a bet in, because I got to go to the dispensary. So I will throw a bet in, and I'm sure. I would say that the quarterback is going to have a huge game. He's going to throw an immense amount of yards. He's going to break some type of record or something like that. This is going to really be a big party for Kansas City. Also, to hide the fact that, you know, three guys OD'd on fentanyl weeks prior and froze to death. Froze to fucking death. Like, obviously, they didn't. When you take that shit, to die like that, you guys weren't obviously shooting dope a lot, okay? So I don't know if you guys sniffed it or somebody gave somebody too much. I would have liked to know how it got in this system. Was it, you know, was it injected or was it snorted? I'd like to know. And because, you know, for men to go out there at you know, and Kansas City has fluctuating temps. You know, if it's 60 degrees out here in springtime and it gets 30, it's going to get cold for me. You know, I'd be freezing. So that's what happened to these gentlemen. But they were out, so they were nodding. They were in such a nod, complete fucking comatose, that they must have took a ton. And all the stories that they've been hearing ever since that fateful day, you would have thought would have put some type of common sense. Again, I can't iterate that enough. Common sense is them saying, okay, well, why don't I just do a little bit? Well, how much is a little bit? Like a match head's worth, bro. What are you, nuts? Like, you don't hear the stories? I got to be like, what are you, don't hear the stories? I don't even know why we're doing this shit. So it's just insane, bro. Who's to say that it ain't a murder? At this point, it is a murder. Somebody's on the hook for these three gentlemen because you bring the shit to them. It's a drug. It's not heroin. When heroin was out, nobody would... There would be so much less ODs than when it was heroin. Are you shitting me? Very rarely did people die. Very rarely did people overdose just because... It was real stuff. They weren't you know, shooting the synthetic stuff. So, you know, it's really like one of those things where if you don't know what you're doing and you take a fucking huge amount, you know, what happens on the other or the end of it is obviously the Reaper. And so, you know, so three guys lose their lives, you know, having a nice little party at the end. You know, I'm sure they're going to do a tribute to them before the game. They should anyway. But what I'm getting at is that, and then you're going to have Republicans fucking DOA a bill that they want that could probably stop some of this shit. You know, those are brothers. Those are husbands, uncles, fathers. And three of them are gone because this poison keeps coming in through the border. The government, the Republicans finally get this shit together. They lay out what they want. They get all their demands met. And then they say they don't want it. So now there could be another 3 to 4 people that in the future that are going to die from this fucking poison. Because they don't know how strong it is. They just do not get how strong fentanyl is. Okay? And it's crazy because I remember when I was sucking on a fentanyl lollipop. They used to have these things for lollipops, believe it or not, for pain people. You know, they couldn't take couldn't swallow pills and stuff, so they would give them to old people that had osteoporosis and things like that. So, you know, they're giving these people all these meds, and you know, and they're eating these lollipops. So I ate these lollipops. This kid got a few of them. Saw me in one, and he goes, "When you see the red line, stop." He goes, "That would be a dose." And it was like half the lollipop. And the lollipop was only like 25 milligrams. So if you ate the whole... And 25 milligrams of fentanyl, if you've never done it before, is going to have you drooling on yourself. Okay? Completely drooling on yourself. If not, you'll end up puking. Do you know what I mean? But it's just crazy how, you know... This stuff is now, you know, and they all think it comes in by the fucking cartels. It doesn't come in by the cartels. It's coming from China, okay? There's a thing called the Golden Triangle, and it's coming in from China, all right? Yeah, they were the biggest importers, and they were the biggest exporters of opium back in the day. You think that just fucking magically disappeared? I don't think so. You know, so like, you know, it's all coming in from them, through the southern border, obviously. And that's just how it goes, you know. So once the United States declares cartels to be a terrorist organization, then and only then will you start to see a huge different change in type of attitude on the border. You're not going to have some fucking coyote go up to the thing and then salute a fucking soldier after he just bring in a bunch of fucking illegals. Like, that won't happen no more. Because then, and only then, well, then the Americans can go cross borders and go in them and take them out. Once they label them a terrorist organization, so if you want fucking cartels gone, next time you vote, tell them you want to make cartels a terrorist organization, and then that will stop a lot of bullshit. But none of this stops, and you sit and you hum to yourself, I wonder why. Is this supposed to happen? Well, I don't know. It seems fucking pretty much common sense-wise to me. What about you? Is that too complex? Is it too fucking simple? Too Occam's razor for you? Too sharp? To just say, oh yeah, this is definitely fucking coming from, you know, this, that, and the third, and it's definitely happening because they want it to happen. And the reason why it's getting more deadlier is because China wants their money that the fucking United States owes them. From the tariffs to this to that, no, the whole kit and caboodle. So Xi Jinping said, all right, well, fuck this. I'll fucking destroy that country by 80,000 to 100,000 yearly from this poison, and we can send it right up through the border that they so choose to have open all the time, letting anybody and everybody in. You see what happens in New York? They beat the piss out of a fucking officer. Right? They steal his phone, all this bullshit, not knowing that the phone's gonna track him back like you fucking morons. Anyway, right? They get out of jail, free card, and he fucking blows the fucking middle finger to the whole United States. Thanks, but no thanks. Go fuck yourselves. Both of them. Just giving the finger bluntly, shaking them like, fuck yous. Okay, and guess what? All of them had a previous rap sheet. Oh, you're talking about when they were in Mexico, right? No, when they were in the United fucking States. So you're telling me these people have already been arrested? Some of them three times already. Some are going on their fourth. So then they let them out. They let them out on no bail, right? After their fucking second or third misdemeanor. Then they go somewhere else, and they get trapped up in the system. But this is all a future Democratic vote. And delegates, and like I said, if we go back to the beginning and come full circle, this is all meant to happen to help revitalize the states that are losing people in fucking droves. In droves, ladies and gentlemen. I can't stress it to you enough. If you can't see that, or say, where is the, you know, the ulterior motive? It's like take electric cars, for example. They had an electric car before. At one time, alright? And they killed the fucking thing. Dead on arrival. Totally killed it. Made fun of it. It looked fucking stupid, whatnot. But they killed it then. Why? Now all of a sudden Elon came around, made a fucking beautiful looking car. And bang. So you're telling me the makers of the electric car couldn't have went to Ferrari and said, hey, can you, possibly make the body of this electric car look like that? Do you know what I mean? Well, they didn't want it to. Well, you start taking from our sales. Now Tesla comes along and everybody's on board. What was the one caveat to this? The fucking climate agreement. Okay, the climate agreement. It took so many years, Al Gore peddling and peddling this fucking false narrative for so long to buy some scientists for him to start raking in billions and billions and billions of dollars to this thing of climate change, when we all know China, India, and certain other countries are like the biggest fucking polluters, okay? So now you come over here and you lay these restrictions down to one of the biggest economies in the United States, which would be California, and you're telling them that they all have to have trucks that run clean by the year like 2030? Do you know some of those guys bought those rigs a year ago? They're $100,000 just to have the clean diesel fuel, and now it's like that's not enough. So now they gotta go out and buy another $100,000 fucking $150,000 truck just to be certain, just to be able to take the load in and out of California. Do you know what I mean? It's insane. It's insane. But you won't put these heavy fucking restrictions on a boom on a growing economy like India, or, you know, Lord knows we can't do nothing to fucking China because they just do whatever. But I mean, it's insane. It's insane. And, like, you know, the world pays for all these people's mistakes. I mean, look at Sweden, the clean air, you know, Sweden or Iceland. They're probably saying, hey, y'all the motherfuckers that are screwing shit up, not us. Do you know what I mean? So if it was ever like a carbon tax, I wish they would hit the countries first that were like the first main polluters of this shit and have them blow trillions and trillions of dollars, so their ever-growing economy will just slow down really fast because of all the shit that they neglected to fucking do, you know what I mean, out of their own, you know, humanitarian responsibilities to the fucking earth itself that they so cherish and they idolize in their culture by putting up a bonsai tree, and you got deers running around and feeding them in India. And it's like, okay, well, if you think Shiva fucking rode on a deer, why don't you make the nice green grass forests so the fucking deer can eat instead of concrete steel beams that it can't survive in? Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's so backwards. If you start looking at it, it's all backwards. So then you say, well, Jesus, well, it's kind of fucking depressing. No, it's not, because there is hope. There is white hats. You know what I mean? There's white hats out here. But it's just don't get sucked up into all the nuances that we go through that you think that are somewhat for the greater good. When we come to find out, it does nothing but put us in a trap in years to come. And it's only dividing people. I mean, it's getting so secular to the where it's like everybody in America is just, you're going to have all these little fractions, and, you know, it's just, it's going to get a little bit wild before it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, I guess is what I'm getting at. You know what I mean? But, you know, we'll come through on the other side. We persevered for fucking hundreds of years so far, and I think we'll do it again. Guys, I love you all. Enjoy your hump day. It's Wayno. Peace.